I'm Jean West, and it's Friday. That means we get a look back at This Week in Politics. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton joins us with Kentucky Politics Distilled. Ryland, whew, primary election finally over. So what did this election teach us?
Well, Beshear and Bevin will finally take their battles from the courtroom and move on to the ballot box. This matchup is the one that political watchers have been kind of kicking around since these two guys were first elected back in 2015. But I think what was really interesting about this week's primary was how well the candidates who lost the race ended up doing. On the Republican side, little-known state representative Robert Goforth ended up with 39% of the vote, most of it in rural eastern and southeastern Kentucky, where he's from. Now, the race wasn't exactly close. Bevin still got 52%, but this is a sitting governor with nearly 100% name recognition, facing off against somebody who was first elected to the state house a little over a year ago. Really, what this tells us is that all the polls about Bevin being the most unpopular governor in the country are true. He's gotten under the skin not only of his Republican allies in the legislature, but of a lot of people across the state who object to his policies and general demeanor.
Now, Andy Beshear's race was pretty close as well.
It was. Beshear was the Democratic frontrunner from the start because of his high name recognition as former Governor Steve Beshear's son, and because he's gotten so many headlines from suing Governor Bevin over the years. But he had some pretty strong challengers who ended up taking big shares of the Democratic vote. Rocky Adkins was the strongest of the challengers. He took about 32% of the vote, also much of it in eastern Kentucky where he comes from. Adkins represents this more conservative, rural version of Democrats that we don't see a lot of on the national stage. And Kentucky actually has a lot of people that that appeals to. Even though Kentucky has been voting increasingly Republican over the last decades, there's still more voters registered as Democrat, 49% in Kentucky, than Republicans, about 41%. So going forward, Beshear is going to have to contend with that more conservative voter to try to bring them under the Democratic tent, while at the same time not losing the more liberal ones. It's a real tightrope walk.
So, Ryland, so many are dreading the campaign to come. What is this election going to look like?
It is going to be nasty. It's been nasty for the last 3 years already, but now it's just going to be scorched earth politics. On election night, Bevin came out swinging with his rendition of what the race would look like.
The contrast with Ralph and myself, who are strongly pro-life, who are supported by President Trump and supportive of the values of the people of Kentucky, it will be a binary choice.
Expect Bevin to hammer Beshear repeatedly about his ex-deputy Tim Longmire, who was convicted of federal bribery charges, and Bevin will be trying to nationalize this race as much as possible.
And Andy Beshear?
Well, Beshear, he's going to try to keep this race from getting so nationalized. He's going to try and run on the things that have made Bevin so unpopular, his education policies, pensions, his general demeanor.
It's not about the nasty attacks that Matt Bevin has already launched starting tonight. And it's not about right versus left. Folks, it's about right versus wrong.
Both these campaigns hit the ground running this week, lobbing attacks at each other. So I think you can only expect that to ramp up before November.
Yes, more to come. Thank you. We've been talking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.